Ours to Protect on Beat.
It's festival season, and whether you're heading to the big headliners like All Together Now or Electric Picnic, or a smaller one in your local area, I'm wondering, do you think of the environment as you're packing your tent and your festival bag?
Personally, I do, because it's a great thing to keep in the forefront of your mind. Traditionally, a lot of festivals would use a lot of one-use plastic and that sort of stuff for putting the products in when you buy.
I went to All Together Now last year and I actually brought bin bags. And bring I brought plastic bottles. Yeah, but yeah. I didn't bring... I left the bin bag there. It was so bad, but I brought the bin bag and I did clean up.
I'm not really a festival goer. I'm more of a one day and then come home to a nice warm bed kind of person. But that's the one thing you'd see after festivals is like tents and leftover things and the mess, yeah. The absolute mess.
It's disgusting.
It's not horrible. Great. Reusable, like either bring reusable and you'll have access to water, you'll have access to things, and I just don't think plastic should be on offer.
Yeah, I do, and it's horrible when you go to a festival, you see all the rubbish around, it's actually horrible, but then you end up doing it.
I think it's the rule, like you should be bringing your own bottle and refill, and that's what you have. If you don't bring it, you don't get it.
If you're eating and drinking, bringing your drink with you, taking it home with you and recycling it properly, or make sure the bins will be there.
Some good intentions from festival goers, but it's not just the punters that need to think about the environment and climate change. A music festival or single concert, CO2 emissions from show production, freight, band and crew travel is vast. In fact, Coldplay recently announced that they had started to run their entire show, that's audio, lights, lasers, from an electric battery system using 100% renewable energy. And they are not the only people in the music industry thinking about the effect putting on a gig has on the environment. Helena Burns is Partnerships Manager for Pod, who manage events like All Together Now here in the Southeast.
Well, I definitely think for All Together Now, like this is the fourth edition of it. And since 2018 and its inception, the crowd has been amazing. And like we banned single-use plastic bottles from 2018. We're one of the first ones in Ireland to do it. And it was like the whole crowd, like the crowd loved it. And ever since then, like they are so good for picking up on things that are incorrect with the waste streams or, you know, are good to inform us. So like I think All Together Now's crowd have been amazing.
And Helena has a lot to think about both backstage and in the arena when it comes to a festival's carbon footprint.
It kind of starts with overlooking all the different kind of emissions that the festival can produce related to, first of all, with just the crew itself, like our own travel, our own vehicles, and then like what power we use on site for like the build and break. And then as the festival goes on, like all the additional offices that we have, and then all the builds, they're basically building from scratch. So we've got trucks coming from, you know, Dublin, Cork, whatever, like, so it's trying to keep account of like what the emissions are being produced from that. And then you have during the festival, so you've got like the audiences, their travel, their waste, all the power during the weekend, food traders. So like there's so many things to actually think about, and like it can be a bit overwhelming, but we've put in place policies to try and counteract that. We're obviously not perfect, but each year we're building on it.
So if you're heading to a festival this summer, and let's face it, you have a lot to choose from, Helena has some advice on how to take climate action while also enjoying everything that an Irish music festival has to offer.
Number one would be like travel, like if they can take public transport, like usually events might have an option for, you know, a bus to go there, or like if they can carpool, like that's number one. Number two, reduce what you're bringing. Try not to bring as much packaging. If there's anything you're buying new, separate the packaging at home, or bring a bin bag with you for the campsite. Like that is something that we give out to people as they come in, but it just helps keep like your camp tidy. Bring a reusable water bottle, definitely like really, really important. And then also, I suppose, just with their outfits and stuff, like reusing, like you're there for a few days, like there's so much stuff in your wardrobe that you can kind of revamp. So they're kind of the main things that I would encourage.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.